Joining us live over the phone is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir. Good morning, Brian. You enjoying some chilly sunshine today?
Yes, along with a skip of snow. Mm-hmm. We got a little snow as well. So we're enjoying that. It's actually kind of nice to have a little reminder of the winter here.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time, Brian. Let's start out with some good news, if we can. Of course, so we've been talking the last few months about the ExxonMobil expansion in South Lincoln, and understand you and some other community leaders recently met with Exxon and just got an update on where things stand. Can you pass along the update to us?
Yes, and actually what we did is there was an administrative hearing conducted by the state of Wyoming, the Office of Administrative Hearings, and there was an application that Exxon put in for an industrial siting permit, and so both of us were on Thursday Exxon and all of the communities here were putting in some information regarding that application, and everybody was very much in favor of the application, and that went well. And then that was the first section. And the next section was basically for communities applying for impact funding. And the impact funding actually doesn't come from Exxon. Some people misunderstand that, but the impact funding comes from tax revenues that come from when they start doing the work, so sales tax revenues. But everything actually, we all submitted what we thought we would be impacted in, and they actually, the industrial siting committee basically gave us 80% of what we all had asked for, including us here in Kemmer and the cities of Diamondville and Cokeville and LaBarge and Opal, and also Lincoln County and the hospitals here in South Lincoln County, and as well as the cities of Rock Springs and over there in Sweetwater County as well, the funding that they all had requested. I think it showed how counties and cities can work together to get things done, and I think it was very positive. So we're really appreciative of it.
Excellent. Brian Muir with us this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. So, Brian, it sounds like everything's on track and moving forward. Remind us timeline, and I understand the initial impact is going to be on, construction and that type of thing before the full-time jobs start coming around. So remind us on when impact is going to be felt.
Well, so there's where there's a delay because of the economy. They're kind of, obviously, with the COVID-19 has kind of changed global economy a little bit. So there's going to be a delay. We originally had, Exxon had originally planned on starting this project in August of this year, but that's going to be postponed, and they're not sure when that's going to start up again. So we're just kind of holding on to hear about when that might happen. So.
Okay, and August was more construction plans, if I'm remembering correct.
That was the initial plan, was to start construction in August, okay. And I think that will definitely be delayed from my understanding.
So. Well, if you push back too far into August, you're into winter, so it could be as far as spring 2021 then is what it could be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would guess. That's my guess.
Okay.
So Exxon actually has to make that decision, of course, and but we're just really excited that we have an opportunity there. And for us, what it means is, we'll be able to, when they do have the construction workers come, we'll be able to hire another police officer and expand our recreation center hours for the visitors, and some more asphalt for our potholes and those kinds of things. And so we're actually going to be prepared, I think, well to deal with whenever the visitors come. So,
Brian, anything else happening with the city of Kemmer you wanted to mention this morning?
I think interesting, we're making progress on our economic diversification study. The firm that we hired to do that global location strategies actually is working very hard. They came out here and did some site visits, and they were impressed with a lot of the things that we have to offer here and for potential siting of other industries coming here. They're also working on putting together a proposal on how to implement that study. It looks like we're leaning more towards an economic development firm, actually, once we've got a study done, to actually execute that study for us. I think we could get more bang for our buck if we did that. So they're going to be preparing an RFP probably for something like that. So they're very busy, and I think we're impressed with what we've got going on. So.
All right. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thanks so much for your time. Anything else?
No, I would just put out a plug to everyone that they can, of course, with the coronavirus, to try to support our do takeout with our restaurants and those businesses that are suffering right now, and do everything you can to support them by safely by doing takeout and supporting our local businesses. So that's just a little plug for them.
Absolutely,
we appreciate what they mean to our community, and we want to help them through this. So.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.